This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two Colorado Republicans voted against the bipartisan funding measure approved in Congress Saturday. Representatives Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert were both no votes. Boebert said while she's glad the military and Border Patrol agents will get paid, she doesn't support this process.
I want to break the bipartisan muscle memory of continuing resolutions and omnibus bills. This is not how we should fund the federal government.
Representative Doug Lamborn, who represents Colorado Springs, where many service members reside, was a yes vote, saying a shutdown would hurt military families. All Colorado Democrats voted yes. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state are at the highest point since early April, but still well below prior pandemic peaks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The number is at 165, up 34 from the week before, which is the biggest one-week jump in almost a year, but it's about one-fifth the total number of coronavirus patients hospitalized at this time 2 years ago. 23 utilities, including several on the Front Range, recorded rising levels of the virus detected in wastewater samples. The CDC has recommended a reformulated COVID-19 vaccine for everyone aged 6 months and older. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And the Colorado Rockies wrap up another disappointing season today. They host the Minnesota Twins this afternoon. The Rockies have lost a franchise record 102 games this year. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.